This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
There really isn't a thing I can think of or imagine the Word of God does not address. Inside God's Word, there is instruction for life. There's wisdom, how to live life. There is a history of things in our past and a laying out of the things that are ahead of us. And we know that God speaks to the individual heart, and He does so. Actually, Hebrews chapter 1 gives us great encouragement here. He does that through His Son. The verse specifically says that in times past, God spoke through His Son, through the prophets, In times past, He has spoken through the prophets, but now, and you might say in your now, God speaks through His Son, the Son of God, the living Word of God, and you have His Word so that you know what that is. You know how to hear it, how to research it, how to study, to verify, so that you know that it is the Lord that you are hearing and not another voice. Welcome to today's show. We've got some information here that we need to look at and know more about. This is artificial intelligence, and the AI, the shortened form of artificial intelligence, is really on the scene now, as you probably already know. As I was saying, God has spoken to us from the beginning of time, and certainly from the beginning of the history of mankind, so that He is always speaking through the agency of the Holy Spirit in a way that we can hear Him. That's really good news. We're living in this amazing time, the last of the last days, the end times, like the end of the age, not the end of the world, but we are looking forward to the return of our Lord. We are anticipating, looking for, we are watching, and we are ready for, in the sense of our heart and our life laid out before Him, ready for His appearing, so that at His appearing, we know Him and vice versa. There is so much wealth right there. But today, just to stay focused right here, we know of mentions in the Word of God regarding the return of Jesus. Initially, the catching away of the church, which we say is a private event, something that occurs with believers, not unbelievers. And then secondly, the Lord's triumphant return at the end of the seven-year tribulation period, which is a very public event. The Word is clear. Every eye will see Him and will realize His appearing. And in that, when you think of those two events, the believer knows, these truths. We know these things. And the importance of expecting and anticipating and watching for with excitement and anticipation this return of the Lord. And from there, from that point, from that proximity to His return, you might say this is your personal eschatology, what you believe about that. Your personal eschatology, what you believe about the return of the Lord, the timing, and the events leading up to His return. Just details, which the Word of God is filled with. From this point, we understand the importance of really Bible-based eschatology. Simply put, this would be an understanding and a basic timeline that's laid out through Old Testament prophets and New Testament epistles, not to mention the words of Jesus in the four books of the gospel. Well, it's all the words of Jesus. It's all the living word. But in the gospels, as Jesus lived on the earth as man and as God, we see his words, we hear his direct teaching that's available for us. And to that end, listen, when we know these things, we can interpret what's going on around us. We can interpret our day, which is, we realize, is extremely extreme. We realize our day is extreme in terms of seriousness and growing more so. And things change quickly, dramatically. Evil, we just said in our most recent podcast, evil is pushing hard, pushing in on everything on the earth and really everything in the creation, because evil is a spiritual force, right? So unlimited, really. And so we are being pushed. We are being pushed along by what is taking place along these lines. But as representatives of his, we push the Lord's order and global influence with the authority and our role to administer that authority in his name. We utilize the authority he's given us and the unction he has given us so that as the church, we flow with the prophecies in Daniel and other prophetic books. Daniel's vision, for example, and his actual visions, so plural, of things we are seeing and experiencing right now. And you know, when he saw those things, Daniel wrote, it made him faint, made him sick. He was astonished, and no one understood what he was seeing or experiencing. God said to Daniel, seal it up. This is for a future time. And we are at that place. We are at that future time, and things are beginning to unseal, unwrap. And that is why, like Daniel, sometimes there's intimidation. Sometimes there is an overwhelmed feeling. Like Daniel said, it made him faint to look and to see the goings on in his vision. It made him physically ill. And the word astonished, which means, you know, something magnified in terms of like panic or fear. So considering everything that we see in scripture and the teachers that we respect, you have those you respect, I as well, we know from the scripture and from the excellent teaching that is available, we live in that future time. And the astonishment that Daniel experienced, the fearfulness, the sickness, the fainting, God said this, never mind that, he said this, and this is your portion, this is my portion. Those who know God will be strong and do exploits, and those with understanding, they will instruct others so that none will lack the necessary understanding to live boldly in this time and to walk as agents of the Lord to fully do the will of God. And that's the purpose of this episode. I know that's a lot of foundation and a lot of groundwork right there, but I want to fully advance the power of God and the equipping that you carry to walk in this time and see the difficult things that we see and to manifest the power of God even in face of those things. So my first point, it is really important. This is so important to discern, not be fearful, and handle everything you hear with wisdom. Things come in on the side, from the left and the right, maybe above and below, to push in, push you off point and out of focus. But it's so important that you, again, I'll repeat it, discern, don't be fearful, no need, handle everything you hear from God with wisdom. So here we go. Artificial intelligence, what about it? Artificial intelligence, you know, it's an acronym, shortened to an acronym, A, the letter A, capital letter A, capital letter I. So artificial intelligence, referred to as AI, has really come on to the global scene. It's not just local, global scene in a really big way. I think most people have at least heard the term and probably connect the term to a basic meaning, basically a robot. So generally speaking, AI means robot. The idea of this kind of thing and various robotic functions, these things are expanding. They're really beyond something basic. Through this kind of technology, artificial intelligence, and get this, a non-human system creates an alternative universe so encompassing and far-reaching that every system that you know and deal with and every person is affected, whether they know it or not, like it or not, because they do not have the power to change or stop the extent and really the wide path that is sweeping now, taking in so much. And also too, here's the point, once begun, it really grows quickly because it's the information, you know, self-feeds. That's my word. It self-feeds so that it grows. And when I say it grows. The it is exactly that. It is an it. It is a robot. It is robotic. It is not human. It is programmed from some external source. It is global too in the influence. The intelligence we speak of here includes thoughts. I just made a list here. Thoughts, reasoning, logic, beliefs, unbeliefs, values, morals. This forms intelligence that come from an IT source, and it's not human. It's not human. Such intelligence lacks any human quality, like emotion. It's not male. It's not female. It doesn't have any human designation. So the question is, why this sudden and instantly far-reaching advent of this kind of technology, this global technology? Well, we've got some biblical insight in Revelation 13, verse 15. I've got two translations right here. The NIV reads this way. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. And the NLT, the New Living Translation, which is so easy to understand, he was then permitted to give life to this statue so that the statue could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that anyone refusing to worship the statue would die. So Revelation 13, verse 15, and also other places in the Word, Matthew's Gospel, other books in the Bible, describe events leading up to and in close proximity the time of Jesus' return and the subsequent appearing of the Antichrist 3.5 years later. Let me say that again. The books of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, all in there for your reading and interpretation. There's the description of the kinds of things we expect to see and experience leading up to the return of Jesus. And because the evil associated with the tribulation and the Antichrist, we are pointing to right now the appearing and the coming on the scene of the Antichrist 3.5 years after the catching away of the church, after the coming of our Lord to receive the church. Most of those passages describe bizarre goings-on, and the words and terms that are used on first reading really sound mysterious. They sound hard. And because of that, we kind of tend to skip over, don't pay as much attention. Unless you know God's word, you have no way of interpreting those things. I mean, you have teachers, but I mean to go back and study. God's word is your baseline, like the passage in Revelation 13. And we've said this before, there are many such mysterious and bizarre mentions of events unfolding in the last days that we're just further complicated in our understanding of Bible prophecy unless we understand that nothing is really hidden. Not really. God intends for you to know and to fully understand. You seek Him, He will not hide from you, and He will not hide truth from you. But seeking is an important part. Okay, don't forget that, because the Bible interprets the Bible. The Bible is the very best commentary on the Bible. So the Bible interprets the Bible. It's the best commentary that you have. The advance and disastrous reach of this, again, this technology, artificial intelligence, is coming from partially something you need to know about. It's the World Economic Forum. You sometimes will see that abbreviated WEF, World Economic Forum. There's a website that publishes the activity. So their activity is not hidden. It's really right out in the open of this organization, which from beginning to end is anti-God and anti-church and anti-everything about the plan of God, not across the board, across the board. And speaking of bizarre, many things on that website are exactly that. It's amazing, and bizarre is a fitting term. The leader of the World Economic Forum has called for that organization's use of this AI, artificial intelligence, and here's the warning, to rewrite the Bible. Rewrite the Bible to include everyone, everywhere, making the Bible understandable and applicable for every person everywhere in the world. So it's a universal language. It's a universal approach. It's a universal belief that will be in this rewriting done by a non-human source. And by the way, there is no mention by this organization of rewriting other religious books, the holy books that belong to other religions. Only Christianity's Bible. So again, Revelation 13, we see how this can be done. And that interpretation of this image that is set up by the Antichrist, we're talking about the time between now and the time that he is outright revealed, the Antichrist is outright revealed, there is an unfolding of things that clue us in where we are on that timeline. Revelation 13, the image spoken of is at the time of the appearing of the Antichrist, halfway through the tribulation period. So here's some important information, and this is just from one source. There are so many out there that are reliable, but one source reads this way. The World Economic Forum has called on AI to rewrite the Bible, and the goal is to create a globalized new Bible from a believer's perspective. That's generic believer's perspective, not the born-again believer's perspective. This article goes on. This is obviously outrageous for many reasons. First off, because the canon is closed, and we are told in Deuteronomy 4 not to add or subtract from God's commandments, and we're also warned in Revelation 22 of the penalties that will come to those who add or take away from God's word. And secondly, how can some soulless technology, AI, help with anything spiritual, which, as you and I know, is totally at the direction of the Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit? How can that be? The speaker goes on to explain from this article, the World Economic Forum and its chairman, Klaus Schwab, say a rewrite will create unified religions. They reckon this could happen in the next few years. And it's not just about AI replacing humanity. It's about replacing the work of the Holy Spirit, which again, that's impossible. End quote. That's the end of that quote. It says it well. This is one example of the possibility of this technology, which has such evil potential. And this one is happening in real time. This is on the agenda. And I'll just, you know, just some observation here. I've read some churches already are using AI this way. Again, creating soulless robotic AI preaching to generate messages and even full worship services. It's being reported in more than one location and probably occurring more than we know or can imagine. Actually, worship is an interesting word here. Obviously, these global elitist leaders like the World Economic Forum believe they are God. And in fact, our own record implying just that, completely hostile to everything the born-again believer knows to be true. In short, really, these global masterminds believe they are God. So important to remember. So we said God speaks, Hebrews chapter 1. We know that Jesus is coming soon. We are looking for him, expecting him, and in the meantime, occupying till he comes, fully doing the will of God, not wasting any time, redeeming the time. And enter in this time, in this period of time, this technology, artificial intelligence, and we have extensive biblical insight to the destruction that's possible as a result. It's the end time passages we've referred to in others. This example of the WEF using artificial intelligence to do a rewrite of our Bible, I mean, this should wake up and alarm and alert us of how late the hour is, where we are in proximity to the Lord's return. How can this be done? How can this havoc be wreaked? I'm just saying, read Revelation 13, verse 15 specifically, but the entire chapter. Spend time there. Let God teach you. Let Him uncover the things you have questions about. He'll do that. Seek Him, you will find Him. So just in closing here, what do we do? What do we do in light of all this? Are we fearful and intimidated? We are not at all. We ask God, Lord, what do you think about this technology? What do you want me to do about it? Say about it? Instruct me. Give me your wisdom. And I love Hebrews 10:25. Let us not neglect meeting together. Rather, let us encourage each other, and all the more as we see the day, capital D, day, approaching. We encourage each other with God's word, but we also with the truth, with God's insight, the enlightenment we have as God reveals things to one, and that information is shared, then it's like cross giving and receiving, and giving and receiving, so that everyone grows in their understanding of God's word. So talk about these things. Look into it yourself. I know I've said that like four times, but it's so important for you to know and not just take someone's word. Tell others, talk about it, tell others, let them know that bottom line, God's plan is salvation. His gospel is the power of salvation, and we have access to His unbelievably magnificent supernatural power play to save the lost and to redeem this evil day. That's all in the plan, okay? And beyond, it's beyond. We'll talk about that another day. You need to cherish the Word of God that you have. I mean, the written copy of the Word of God that you have, and you need to utilize it to the max. You need to share with others. This Bible that we love so much and depend on completely is under attack. And evil has a way of doing things, you know, in the dark of night. So we have to wake up and realize what is at stake and what we can do about it, how to participate in the authority and power of Almighty God. He's our God, we serve Him. That's a lot of power.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.